Vikings game plan, radio team, P. Bursich, Paul Allen, and 3M tape evaluation of the Tennessee Titans. In looking at offense and defense overall, what do you think of Tennessee?
Tennessee is a big physical team up front. They're a lot like us. They're going to want to run the ball, and guys like Jarrell Casey are going to try to own the middle. So a strong D-line and a very capable running game.
Speaking of Casey, he's involved in this first play. Take us through it.
Well, when you talk about interior linemen, Paul, everybody wants to get a winner. In this case, you have Jarrell Casey, who's lined up over the Oakland offensive tackle, and they always pair him with a very, very speedy, athletic Arakpo next to him. So one thing that you'll see is that you're going to have an extremely hard time. And you can see the tackle right now. He's asking for help. He's like, dude, this guy's a beast. You're going to help me out, right? So they're having this conversation pre-snap. They both turn his way, but Casey is big enough and fast enough and strong enough with one arm to throw a 320-plus-pound man upfield, able to come underneath and make the play for a zero gain. So you talk about physicality up front. He's absolutely the core of what the Raiders were fearing and what the Tennessee Titans definitely want to do. So, Paul, when you have a strong defensive line, teams like to do draws, they like to do screens, and they like to do delays. So, again, you have Casey sitting right here, right in the middle in the heart of this defense. So Oakland's saying, you know what, we're going to do a little razzle-dazzle. We're going to try to trick you a little bit, a little line game up front. But he's smart enough to see right here a couple things. Number one, the quarterback never really sets up. Yep. And he also sees the release of that guard who goes past him instead of double-teaming him and the back leaking out.
Teddy would have set up.
Right. But you look at this distance right here. This is a defensive tackle and a running back with about a 4-yard difference between the two. And he's able to do what? Close that gap. But this is good, solid defense, too. You have contain on the outside. It makes the running back cut back to pursuit. And he makes the tackle. So you just can't get away from him by not running the ball or running the ball outside or trying to throw screens, because this guy's pretty much everywhere. So you try to do another. You do another line game up stunt. You want to pass this big guy off. You have a hard enough time blocking him one-on-one. You get him one-on-one in the center, and this is what he does so well. He's able to go this way to get the offensive lineman's weight turned that way, and then he's able to cross back and make the sack. So if you'll see a guy this size with this kind of strength, with this kind of ability, look at that, to just cross over and let another 300-plus pounder fall to his knees, I mean, and to get up and eat the quarterback, that is an amazing feat of strength, quickness, mobility, the whole thing. So
this guy's unbelievable, Jarrell Casey. Oh, my God.
They have a lot of, but it matches up offensively what they try to do, and that's just be big and strong up front. So what do? You go back, you go old school, and you say, we're just going to double team this guy here. Yeah. We're going to double team here, and then we'll go from there. We'll get a good push. But what you end up seeing is both of these guys defeat their double teams and are able to tackle the running
back. That's Kelechi Osemele, the big free agent pickup from the Ravens.
And they just power him off, able to split that double team, hang in there tough. That's 600-plus pounds on both of these guys able to hold a point. So you talk about running game, you talk about Adrian Peterson. They are going to have a lot of work to be done up in front and up in the middle. It's not going to be easy. So another big part of their game, interior run, DeMarco Murray, tailback.
Jack Conklin, first-round pick, Michigan State.
Very, very, very speedy. They love to do this. They get everybody flowing. So you've got the linebackers flowing. All the eyes are flowing. And then you want to take this and hopefully get a nice little cutback on the backside. You get some space.
Anthony Fasano.
And boom, he's out the gate. So, in space still, DeMarco Murray, dangerous. Makes the corner think he's going outside.
Whoa, whoop!
There he goes.
DeMarco Murray's big.
Gets another 12 yards on the play at the end of it. So, these running backs that they have, DeMarco Murray still has some juice. His issues have been his health, staying healthy.
Raiders look great.
They're a pretty holy team there, Paul. So, another way about the running game is being smart. You have a linebacker lined up here, two linebackers in the box, but over here you have a safety in the paint. Safeties don't normally live down there. Tennessee notices that. They see that. So they zone that way, and they know they're not going to get someone to step up. But what DeMarco Murray does so well, he feigns in there. He gets 75 to come underneath, and then boom, he's outside. Ooh. Nice late block by the rookie.
That was fast.
And there you go. You get yourself the first down. So a lot of different ways that they could run the ball. They're very, very creative. And, oh, by the way, you've got this guy, Derrick Henry. You're wondering where he went.
Another big, he's huge.
Another big back. coming straight downhill. They're not going to mess around with this guy. They may start you here and then bend you back and do something like that. They always want to get you flowing. And then what you see with Henry, shoulders squared the whole time. He sees that. He knows that linebacker's coming. He's able to miss that first block and get that extra 5 or 7. So, Paul, I think that's a perfect example right there of tackling. Tackling defense, making sure that the first guy to the ball brings the running back down. You can't let him fall forward for those extra 3 or 4 yards because this team will run the ball enough where those yards will add up.
Zimmer has preached for years he wants the Vikings to be super tough offensively and defensively. They're going to need to be that this weekend, right?
This is the perfect matchup, and I'm sure that's one of his big offseason pushes. And knowing that, they had this team coming out of the gate, a very, very tough team, very physical team. They are going to have – this is a business trip, Paul. They're going to have to get off that plane, go through Nashville, get down there, and have business all day long.